Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me for today's weekday meditation. In verse 9, in chapter 5, in the book of Matthew, Jesus is preaching a sermon, and we're talking about the Beatitudes. In the 9th verse, his teaching says that there's a specific attitude that allows us to be called children of God, to be His heir. Listen to what it says. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Now, I think many of us, when we hear work for peace, we have this Mother Teresa, you know, mindset that I could never do that. I can't go live in the slums and care for people all day. That's just not how my brain works. Well, friend, I believe what Jesus is saying, when someone takes on the peace of Christ, when we take on His attitude of peace, that means that our attitude, our actions, and our voice are those things that don't stir up strife, but they offer peace. You ever been in a room where somebody just decided they would start slamming some other person? They weren't in the room, they couldn't defend themselves, but they were just getting crushed. I believe Jesus is speaking to things like that, to know that we are to speak for peace. It's okay to stop and say, wait a minute, they're not here, let's not talk about them. That's gossip, let's not chat about that. I desire for us to be in right standing. I'm sorry. Do you see the process? That it could be for something as large as a world war, but it could be as small as not accepting and being a part of gossip. Peace is when we are right with one another because we are right with Him. Peace is something that is tangible that we can ask for and He will give. But He also says with great clarity that when we work for peace, that this is something that we don't just give lip service to, but we actively, aggressively seek peace, then guess what? We are called the children of God. I don't know about you, but man, I want to be in the direct family line of God. So today, let's still our soul and let the Lord give us this sense that we're ready for His peace and ready to work for His peace. Let's be still. Let's be quiet. Let's listen to the voice of God. Let Him speak into your life how you are to work for peace today. I'll be back and mind the time in just a couple of moments. for they will be called the children of God. Come on, that is too good. And the people that become children of God are those that work for peace. Today, my friend, go work in His peace. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.